If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tax Advocates. Steve, it's advocates, not resolutions. Stop telling me to say resolution.
Well, here's why we're advocates. It's much like, because I advocate for people, not just resolve their tax problems. As my practice has evolved, and it has evolved, that I help my clients through so much more than just resolution. So, for instance, we help people with they're doing their tax returns. We do a lot of tax returns because when you have tax problems, one of the things you got to do is stay in compliance. Yep. And that means doing your taxes every year. So we help people do their tax returns, and we help people set up bookkeeping, because one of the key, if you're running a business, is have good records. You got to have good records, because that's what causes people to have tax problems. That's, you know, a lot of people think that the tax problem is the problem, but it's just a symptom, right? The real problem is often bookkeeping or cash flow management, something like that. And so we help. And one of the things that we help people, if you run a business, and you should think of this if you run a business, is how do you hold title to your property? You know, if something happens with your business, and things can happen in any business. Remember 2008, people were just out of work. People running a business, and all of a sudden, or 2020, the government comes in and says, hey, everybody close down. Sure. And what am I going to do? Right. So now my business starts taking a dive. Now, many people who have a business, maybe I'm in a trucking business, or maybe I'm in a construction business. And what does that mean? I have cars and vehicles and equipment.
You have liability. And let's just say you have liability.
And you've guaranteed most of those things.
Of course you did.
And so things go, your business starts going south. If it could.
Go ahead, Dave.
Do business owners typically personally guarantee that, or is it through the business, or does it matter?
Well, personal guarantees.
Usually personal guarantees.
Because you're not going to get the loan unless you personally guarantee it, if you're a new business.
In your experience, it's very seldom that the business covers that liability.
Yes.
I mean, you got to be a pretty established business.
Exactly. You have to be in business for a long time and make a lot of money, and then they won't personally ask for a personal guarantee.
So explain this in layman's terms, right? Because I feel like you're shouting.
Okay.
But that's okay. Well, I love you.
Because what happens?
Because you're passionate.
I get excited
about
it.
That's okay. It's so cool. It's so nerdy and so cool. Yeah. Right? So,
Jeremy, for a guy with five kids, you're very chill.
That's true.
God bless you.
I do get excited about this stuff. You should hear the talk at the office.
Break it down to me. I own a house and we have businesses.
So
right?
if you own a business, you should first take a look at your deed.
Okay.
How do you own the property? There's a couple of different ways to own property. You can own it by yourself. I'm the only one on the deed. Sometimes when you go to buy a home, the financing company will only let you on the deed.
Depending on your situation.
Yes.
Sure.
And so this is what's happening. I'm helping a couple of people now. They went to close. She was on the title as tenants by the entirety, but the financing company wouldn't let them do that. So he had to take the property in only his name.
Sure.
And he runs a business. And if the business goes under, right, they'll come after his house because he's guaranteed all of these loans.
Got it.
And so how can you protect that?
Is the bank coming after him, or creditors are coming? Because isn't that the first person that comes after you?
Like, if you're in default? Sure.
Is it the creditors, or is it from your business?
From your
not
business.
The bank.
That's right. Not your bank. You could be still paying the mortgage.
Great.
But if I fall behind in my business loans...
Yeah, that was my question. Yeah. So let's just say we're up to date on the mortgage, taxes, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But let's say business side of stuff, we're 90 days back or 120 days back on stuff. Creditors could go after my house?
Yes.
Are they going to fight the mortgage company?
No, they'll pay the if you have enough equity in your home.
Sure.
Right? If there's no equity, then nobody cares.
Yeah.
Put a lien on. Yeah,
but if you have equity... And you've been your own business owner. You've had your house now for 20 years, 25 years. You have a lot of equity in your home.
Yes, you do.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep it simple for the math.
Thank you.
Let's say you live in $1 million home and you have a $400,000 mortgage. So you're at 40% loan to value, right? Mm-hmm. It's just simple. Wouldn't it be better for that homeowner, if they qualified, to take out a HELOC up to 80% of the value of your home for $400,000? So there's less equity there. for the creditors to come after? How does that work?
Ooh. Well, is that
a good strategy?
It can be a good strategy, but if they do any investigation, they'll find that you still have equity in the home because there's not a if there's no loan,
you didn't use it, yeah.
Right? That equity's still there.
Okay, just a question.
It doesn't. Okay, no, that's a. I thought that was a beautiful question.
Okay, so then you rip out the $400,000 and you put it in a shoebox or cash, right? And you put it in. You call Tim.
It's
your money.
I agree.
You got a HELOC. It's all disclosed.
That's true.
And you pull out $400,000. You go to Tim and say, Tim, I want to put it into CDs or treasuries.
I have a minimum of $500.
well, here's what you should do.
But
protect your home. It's simple, just to put the deed in what they call tenants by the entirety. There's very few things in this state that allow married couples to have any advantage, and this is one of them. Hmm. How can I hold my property tenants by the entirety? Now we're running out of time, so I'm not going to be able to get into that. And it gets complicated.
Yeah, we want it real simple.
Yeah, tenants by the entirety simply means that the home is owned by the marriage. Okay, and so if the husband has debt, they can't come after the home to take the equity out. Because if the husband and wife owe, then they can go after the home. But if you're a business owner, you want to know how you hold title, you should probably call me.
How come it's only the husband that's got debt?
Well, that's not true. Wife could be the primary caregiver, and I have that too. Yeah, of course.
And I have that too.
It's 2026, Steve. Come on. There could be husbands, wife. There could be anything.
I agree with
that.
Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So it's a spouse.
It's a spouse. Right? Significant other.
Partner.
It's hard for me.
Partner.
It's hard for me to
unpack 60 years of bad habits. Yeah. That's okay.
I'm still stuck in the 50s.
That's okay.
I was born in 62, so I don't know how I'm stuck in the 50s.
You could have stopped that. It's hard for you, period. If our listeners want to reach out to you, you don't have to go any further.
I get it.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way?
312-664-6649. If you own a business, you should be on my daily email. I talk about stuff like this. 312-664-6649 or go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up for my daily email.